Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. The podcast for today is, in many ways, clinical, but it's not like the last one where we talked about excited delirium or stuff like that. This is clinical because all the time we run into people where we have disagreements with them. This is not talking about fighting. I hate when I just see bickering online or in person where no one's really going to change anything in the end. Those are the types of conversations and arguments that go nowhere, and really we shouldn't even be bothering having them, because if you're not willing to change, why should we even be discussing this matter? But what I do want to have is a discussion and a little educational session where we talk about how do you discuss and debate with someone. And I do emphasize that it is a discussion, because a lot of times if we emphasize too much in the debating, we don't really get to the matter at hand. So what I want to go through is basically a nice little stepwise approach which you can use on social media or in real life. And I hope we all can take away something from this, so that way the next time we get into one of these conversations, it's not just this bickering match where we go through all these fallacies and we don't actually deal with anything. I hate those. I've been seeing a lot of those as of late. I feel like we really need to get to the subject at hand. So I'm going to go through my little approach. We're going to talk about some different aspects. I really would like your feedback as always. Maybe there's different approaches you guys have, but what I want to do here is have something that we can all take away and basically come up with a better way to have such discussions in a manner that benefits everyone. The first step is really simple. Be kind. You know, if we act like we do in real life, you know, most of the time, most of us are going to act pretty nice to each other in real life. Let's do that on social media too. If people are rude, they do not put themselves in a good position to start with. And really, no one wants to engage in someone who's being a jackass. I want to talk to someone who's going to be cordial with me, who's going to talk things through, who's going to be open to stuff. That is such an important part of having this discussion in the first place. If you're going to act like a total jerk, then no, I'm not going to bother engaging you, because you're not actually interested in the debate. You're not interested in the discussion. You are a troll, and I do not like to deal with trolls. Maybe sometimes I'll have a little conversation with them. Basically, I may call them out on it, but that's going to be it. But no, that's not a good way to get yourself if you really want to have a conversation. Also, if you're the one who sees this, you know, you need to think, is this worth engaging? Now, someone who's intentionally being rude or attacking is unlikely to benefit anyone, like we're just discussing. But if we are trying to have a true debate, we need to have people with open minds. You know, keep your cup empty, as the philosophers would talk about it. And most of us have probably taken a philosophy class at some point. If you have not taken a philosophy class, really try and do this, because philosophy and having a proper philosophical argument will totally change how you approach things. You have to have an open mind. And if you don't really have an open mind, then why are you bothering discussing this? I think it's a shame to live in that kind of world where you aren't going to have this open discussion. But I am realistic. I understand that some people are going to be locked away in their closets saying that this is the same way they've practiced for the last 30 years and call it good. But what I want to do is I want to engage with the people who actually will want to have this type of a nice walkthrough, figure out what we're going to do, what we're not going to do, how this all works, which is a nice way to segue into Anatole Rapoport's rules. There's four essential steps, and I like to talk about this first because this is how you develop a good argument. And we'll talk about this a little bit more here in a second, but the rules are simple. You should attempt to re-express your target's position so clearly, vividly, and fairly that your target says, "Thanks, I wish I thought of putting it that way." This is basically what's called the strong man argument. This is the exact opposite of what's known as the straw man argument. And what we're trying to do is we want to build this person up. We want to make sure that we get everything right. Straw man is just targeting at the weak spot, you know, taking the worst example. And that's not actually a very good argument. It's a great fallacy. It'll make you sound really cool to some people, but for most of us, we already realize who the straw man is. Do the strong man. Get that as best as possible. And if you feel like maybe they didn't express themselves that well, try and rephrase it like, I think what you meant is, and then go through and explain it really well and say, is that what you meant? And if they say, yeah, that's what I was going for. Okay, now we can start doing the rest of this. You should list any points of agreement, especially if they are not matters of general or widespread agreement. This is basically what we refer to as premises. So when we are having a discussion, we need to know, what do we agree on before we even get started on the debate? Do we agree that the Mac blade is better than the Miller blade? Well, if we don't agree on that, it's not a premise. We can't work from there. If your difference is, no, Miller's better and the Mac blade's better in my world, well, then that's something we need to debate or discuss before we move further on. It's not a premise. It's not a point of agreement. We need to know where we are going to stand to agree first. Otherwise, none of the rest of this can really happen. You should also mention anything you have learned from your target. Maybe they brought up something new that you weren't aware of. That's great. Acknowledge that. And then only then are you permitted to say so much as a word of rebuttal or criticism, because you need to understand what they are saying before you start going on and touting what you know. I like mentioning this part first, because there are other aspects with this. I really like, and Scott Weingart also made a nice, great infographic with it, and I kept it there. His S that looks like a Superman S is for the strongman argument. I think it's a pretty clever way to do it. But he talks about Paul Graham's hierarchy of disagreement. And essentially, it's a way of targeting what your argument and goals are going to be. The main thing is refutation. So you want to be able to refute something that someone else is talking about. That's really what our goal is. And what we're trying to do is avoid fallacies, which we'll talk about more here in a second. I don't want to go too deep in detail, but basically starting from the bottom of the pyramid and working our way up, the hierarchy is basically name calling. So you call someone an idiot or some other demonstrative term. You know, that's something where, no, you're not getting through anything basic. Name calling and ad hominem attacks are just slightly above it. And these are when we attack someone's character or authority. Basically, like, you don't know anything about this. You're brand new. How would you ever know anything along those lines? Or you say, you know, no one should ever trust someone like you because of this or that. You know, these types of attacks do nothing as far as actually addressing the issue at hand. Slightly better, but really not. It's still crappy is when you respond to someone's tone. You know, well, you sound like you're being very hostile. Sometimes it's good to call someone out if they do actually have hostile words and hostile attack. Usually this ties in with ad hominem or name calling. Again, this is not anywhere where you're going to have anything of benefit to the conversation at hand. Contradiction, a little bit better. So this is when you state the opposing case, but you really don't have any evidence to go with it, or very little or weak evidence to go with it. So maybe you say, well, I don't agree with that. And I see that a lot on social media. I don't agree with that. Well, great. Like, why? Tell me why you disagree with this. This is so we can build a counter argument. And this is when you contradict someone, but you have reasoning or supportive evidence. This is when we start getting into the area where we can actually have more discussion. Just because you say, no, I don't agree with that, that doesn't lead to debate. You need to have something to reason with it. If you say, hey, I don't agree with this because of this evidence, and you know, I've seen this before, observed this before, I've noticed other things with it, there are multiple studies that support this view. When you start doing all of that, now you're developing a counter argument, and that is somewhere where we can actually build something. We can work off of that. Then there's refutation, or refuting a point. So this is when you find a mistake in something that the other person said, and then you explain why it's mistaken, you know, basically using quotes. So saying, I don't agree with this. Your problem is with this part of it. And then you can get to the top, the peak, the pyramid of the hierarchy of disagreement when you refute the center point. And this is very, very important, because if the whole key of the discussion is on something which you can say, no, that's not correct at all, and here's all the evidence to support it, here's why this doesn't work, and you've attacked the main point of all of it. This is really big. This is what we want to talk about. It's really hard to do the central point a lot of times. Maybe we can refute certain facts or certain aspects of this. Maybe sometimes all we can do is provide counter arguments. Maybe we can say, yes, that's fine to consider this, but we also need to consider this. As soon as you can recognize and acknowledge and work on those points, that part of the hierarchy is good. Anything below it is pretty much crap. And the further up you can get on the hierarchy, the better. Well, let's talk about fallacies. There's this really cool poster on fallacies, and I actually got this from Ken Milne from the S-Gym, and have since been using it every now and then to show stuff. A very, very small print. You really need to get the poster to see it. But there's all sorts of fallacies that it lists. And so check this out. Go to the website and then go to the actual poster website so you can see a bigger version and look at actually getting one, because these are really neat. But a lot of people make a lot of fallacies, whether they realize it or not. And, you know, we know about the ad hominem. We know about the straw man attack. We know about the burden of proof ones and stuff like that, or the bandwagon type stuff. All those types of things are anecdotes, you know, where we use anecdotes to fix everything. Now, there's a lot of different fallacies. The slippery slope, oh my gosh, the slippery slope. Everyone used to use the slippery slope, but then they don't understand what that actually means. Again, these are things that it's got quick descriptions of each one of them and can really help you avoid doing this yourself. Know what logical fallacies are and avoid them at all costs. Finally, I want to talk about something that I mentioned once before in the misinformation podcast, and that's the Ray Tech approach. This is very simple. Sometimes it gets a little confusing at parts, but really the Ray Tech approach is this stepwise way of developing an argument and to really think things thoroughly. And it was developed by Dr. Thomas Jackson out of Hawaii. And it's something that was actually designed for little kids, but you can use it as an adult, and it works really well. I actually had a philosophy professor who liked to use the Ray Tech approach because it was so simple and straightforward to explain it. And each letter stands for something different. Ray Tech is spelled WRAITEC. And go to the website to see the full breakdown of this and to see the paper attached and everything like that. But the W stands for why. So you're trying to seek clarity. This is basically Rappaport's rules. So making sure that you understand what this person's talking about before you engage further. R is for reasons. Understand how these claims are being supported. This is, again, very important because we want to make sure that, you know, what are the reasons of why you feel this way for something? And make sure that you are thinking about this in a philosophical manner. And then we start getting to the A, the assumptions. What is being taken for granted? Again, this is basically, what are our premises for this? So we need to acknowledge and we need to make sure that we understand, is it reasonable to assume X, Y, or Z? And are we assuming this to be true to further the discussion? As long as we can agree with the assumptions made, the premises made, then fine, we can move forward. Then we also need to understand the I, which is for inferences. This is the if-then, basically. So is it reasonable to infer X from Y? You know, and basically what we're trying to make sure of is, if we assume this, what will then follow as a result? And we want to make sure that we understand this the right way, because this is kind of going from our start to end point. Now, then we tie in the T for truth. And this is understanding what is implied if we assume something to be true. So the way I kind of think of this is, okay, if what you're saying is true, then what are the implications of it being true? And we want to make sure, do we understand that what this truth is, what we're assuming to be these truths are, how do we know this? How do we find it out? What are we taking for granted with this? Are there certain standards? What are these standards? How do you measure these truths? These are things that we need to be able to answer and discuss to move on to the next part, which is about finding the examples. So we're offering evidence to prove what we claim is true. So not only do you have the truth, but you need to have the evidence to back it up. And then you want to be able to provide a counterexample. So offering evidence that does not support what is claimed. This is going back to the counterarguments on the hierarchy there. But not only is this for counterargument, but we can also get to refutation based on this. Again, the Raytech approach is very simple and is something we can all do. As long as you're thinking through an argument, am I answering each one of these points, or are we addressing these points, or have we moved along? We can then go through every step. And if you teach your kids and other people how to do this, you can actually have some really good conversations by basically just going through, okay, what did you say? Let me make sure I understand that correctly. What are your reasons for saying this? Okay, I understand that, but what are we assuming to be true? Okay, if we're assuming these things to be true, then what follows as a result? Okay, now that we have these things figured out, what's the truth behind it? What are the facts? What are the examples? Are there any counterexamples to this? That's all we have to do. And it's really simple. But for some reason, we as a society and as individuals, we have a hard time doing proper arguments, especially on social media where there's very limited characters or space or time to type this all out, especially when you're talking on, you know, a smartphone or whatever. It's difficult, yes, but we can do this correctly. We just need to know how to do it. We need to take the time to do it. Please, 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 like any other podcast, share this with your friends and your colleagues. Make them understand that there are ways to discuss things appropriately versus just shooting from the hip and not having an actual appropriate conversation to get things done. I hope that you find this worth your time and that you are able to share this just like all the other stuff we talk about. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.